Okay, we're on the bottom of Kaf Ches Amud Beis, Tana Rabbanan. We're on top of Kaf Tes Amud Aleph. V'vatlin Talmud Torah, l'hotzos ha-meis, l'achnosos ha-kala. Some learn that you're allowed to be mevatel Torah for a levaya or achnosos kala. Rashi says, what's achnosos kala? L'avoso y'beis ovia l'beis chupasa. To escort the kala from her father's house to the chuppah, that's really called achnosos kala. The Rosh and the Rando, and that's the halacha, is not that you're allowed to. You have to be mevatel Torah for hotzos ha-meis and achnosos ha-kala. Omru alav Rabbi Yehuda bar Abeloi, shohi mevatel Torah hotzos ha-meis achnosos ha-kala. Itaka used to be mevatel Torah, and could be even in situations where it wasn't 100% necessary, he still was mevatel Torah hotzos ha-meis achnosos ha-kala. Vamedvar mamurim b'she'ein sham kol tzorcho. That's only where you don't have, the mace isn't totally taken care of by the people who are there. So then, since it's not totally taken care of, everybody can mevatel Torah. Aval yeshom kol tzorcho, if he's taken care of, ain't mevatel. Then the extra people don't have to be mevatel Torah, or are not allowed to mevatel Torah then. The kama kol tzorcho, Omer Rav Shmuel bar Inya, Mishmeid Rav, Tracer Alfei Gavrei, 12,000 people, Vishisa Alvi Shippurei, and another 6,000 people blowing shofar. So you need 18,000 people by every Levi. Okay. The Amri law, right, and that's only where you have a personal shaychus. But there's Levi's every day. Everybody would be running from the yeshivas to go to Levi's. But that's where you don't have a personal inyan to it. You're not mechuyev to go looking around for levi's or chasins. The Amri law, Tresa Alfei Gavri, Minayu Shisa Alfei Shippurei. And some say 12,000, and from those 12,000, 6,000 are the ones blowing shofar. This number of 18,000 or 12,000, because there's a pasuk that says by Matan Torah that the Rebbe Hashem came with Ribosayim Alfei Shnon, which is really 20,000. Ribosayim, according to one opinion, is 2 times 10,000. And Alfei Shnon is another 2,000, but the Gemara says Shnon is She'enon. 2,000 were missing. So that leaves 18,000. And since we see that a person is considered like a Torah, so by Matan Torah, the Ravashram came with 18,000 Malavim, so you need 18,000 Malavim. And the shofar was also blown, so out of those 18,000, 6,000 of them are blowing shofar. And the one says 12,000 learns the pasuk differently. Ribosayim means 10,000. And Alfei Shnon is another 2,000, is 12,000. Ula Omar Kigon Dechaitzi Gavra Me'avula Ad Sichra. You need enough people to fill up from the city's gate till the Beis HaKvaras. Rav Sheshes Omar Kinesinosa Kach Netilasa. That it has the same din as Matan Torah. So when the Torah, the Neshama is like a Torah, it's taken away. Manasi Nasa B'Shishim Ribui, just like when the Torah was given, it was 600,000 people. So by a Levaya, called Tzarcho, is called 600,000 people. Afnati Lasa B'Samach Ribui. Honey Mila the Man Dekari V'Tani. That's only a person who's like a Torah. At least he learned. And Tani could be means he taught, or at least he learned Gemara. Makari Vitani means he learned for himself, or he only learned Mishnayis. Avalaman de Masni, but a person who teaches others, according to one pshat, or that he learned Gemara, Leslie Shira, then there's no Shira, and even 600,000 is not enough. So for all practical purposes, you're always Mevatel Torah. Right? They ask about a woman. Woman, does she fall into the, what's it called, Tani Vikari, or Masni? So some say a woman has the same din of what's it called of a person who learned. Because either she supports her husband in learning, but then it only applies to somebody who supports her husband in learning. But somebody whose husband is not a Talmud Chacham, then she has the same din as her husband. And others say that a woman, since she does whatever she can do, she's considered like already like a Talmud Chacham. So she's not mechuyev to do more than you're required. Since she's not required to learn, it's as if she learned. Rashi. Kigon dechaitzi gavri me'avula l'sichra, mechitzos anoshim, mishar ho'ir ad beis ha'kvaras. You have a human chain from the gate, city gates till the beis ha'kvaras. That's how many people you need by a levaya. Mokum shesopdin ososhon. That's the place where they made the hespedim They fill up people from there, from the end of the city till the Beis Halavayos. Kizneshinaso shel Torah. Okay. One. Tanya, Reb Shim ben Yochai Omer, Bo re'e kama chaviv in Yisrael of Nechadish Baruch. Shebechom mokum shegalu shechino imoyim. Look how precious the Klal Yisrael are. Wherever we went into Galus, the Shechina went with us. Golul Mitzrayim, Shechina Mohem. They went to Mitzrayim, the Shechina was there. Shenemra Haniglo Niglesi LeBeis Avicha Biyosim Mitzrayim. Right? That I appeared to them in Mitzrayim, meaning the Rabban Shalom was there. Golul LeBavel, Shechina Mohem. Shenemra LeManchem Shulachti Bavela. I was sent into Bavel, the Rabban Shalom says. Ba'afke Shehen Asidim LeGoel, Shechina Mohem. And from the Golios that we're in now, the Rabban Shalom is with us too, to protect us in Golus. Shenemar, v'shav Hashem Elokecha shivuscha, the heishiv lo nemar, it doesn't say he'll return you, it says he'll return with you. Ela v'shav, melamei shakarish baruch hu shavi mohemi ben ha-golios. In fact, there's an etziv that says that sometimes there's more a closer relationship with the Rabbanu Shalom in Golus than even in Eretz Yisrael, because we need it more. So the Rabban Shalom is closer, he's with us in Galus, sometimes even more than when things are normal in Eretz Yisrael. Mar says, Bevavel Hecha, where is the Shechina in Bavel? Amar Abaye v'beknishta de Hutzel, in Pumpadisa, it was in the shul of Hutzel, v'beknishta de Shaf v'yosef ben Arda. And in Arda, it was in the shul, the Shaf v'yosef, Rashi says Shaf v'yosef, b'no Yechanya v'siyosef. It was built by Yechanya. When the first Golus, the Golus of Mazger, what's it called? What's the first thing there? Cherish and Masker. Shkoch, thank you. Cherish and Masker. When the Mordechai went in, Asher Hagla im Yechonya Melech Yehuda. So with the first Golus, before the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Yechonya and his entourage built this shul. Me'avonim va'ofer sheviu imon begalus. They brought stones, bricks, and earth from Eretz Yisrael to build this shul. So it was built with stones from Eretz Yisrael. The Chassam Sofer understands it was built with stones from the Beis Hamikdash. And it was built with the stones from the Beis Hamikdash after it was nischal. Otherwise, how can you use it to build something else? But most shittas hold that it was built just with stones from Eretz Yisrael, not from the Beis Hamikdash. The stones and the offer of Eretz Yisrael is endeared to people so much that they took it from Eretz Yisrael to build the shul with it. Okay, so that's where the Shechina is found in Bavel, those two places. The Lo Tema Hacha v'hacha, that it's in both places, elazimnin hacha v'zimnin hacha, sometimes it's in this shul, sometimes in this shul. That the feeling of the Shechina, you could feel in those two shuls.
Why couldn't it be in both?
Mara says it wasn't. Mara doesn't say it couldn't be. It says, don't think that it was in both places at the same time. It was either place, one or the other. So don't say it couldn't be. Doesn't say it couldn't be. Could have been, but the Metzias was. It was only in one of them at a time. Omer Abaye, Tesili dechi marchikna parsa, Ailino matzlino hasam. Right, when I'm only a parsa away from either of them, I make it my business to daven in either of these shuls. Avua de Shmuel v'Levi, Havayasi b'knishta de Shofi Yossi b'Narda. Right, Shmuel's father and Levi were once sitting in the shul in Shofi Yossi b'Narda, Ash Yeshchina, and the Shechina came. They felt the presence of the Shechina. Shamu kol riksha, they heard a commotion. Komu v'nofku. So they got up and left. Rav Sheshes havi yosef beknisht the shafi yosef ben ardo as yeshchina v'lo nofet. Rav Sheshes was sitting there, he was blind, and he heard this commotion and he didn't get up. Also malachi asharis become v'vasulei. So malachi asharis who escorted the shchina into the shul scared him, wanted to get him out. Omer lefan the ribonishom, olu v'sheinu olu, mi nidche. A person who's embarrassed, and the one who's not embarrassed. Oluv means insulted, a miskein. The miskein and the one who's not a miskein. Right? Who gets pushed away from who? Amr lahu shvukalu. So the Shechina said, leave him alone, let him stay here. Ve'ei lohem lemikdash ma'at. Right? It says in the Pasuk, that I'll be to you like a mikdash ma'at. Omer of Yitzchak, elu bote knesius u bote medrasha shebabavel. That the bote knesius in chutzlaritz have a din of a mikdash ma'at. Reb Lezer omer ze beis rabbeinu shebabavel. Right, this is the beis medrash of Rabbi Yudah Nasi in Bavel. The bote medrashos have a din of what's it called of mikdash ma'at. Dorash Rava, may dechsiv Hashem ma'on atoha yisolanu. Right, you are our ma'on, right, our dwelling place. Elu bote knesius and bote midrashos. That, where is the Rabbanu Shalom dwell in Chutz Laretz? In bote knesius and bote midrashos. Om Rabbaya Meresh havi grisna b'beiso matzlina b'beikanishta. Rabbaya said, I used to learn at home and daven in a shul. Even the Shamis lahodika Omer David, Hashem ohavti ma'on beisecha, right, the Rabbanu Shalom likes, right, ohavti ma'on beisecha. David says, "Havi grasin of vekanishta." I used to learn in the shul because that's where the Rabban Shalom is. Better to learn there. And the Gemara in Brachos has a shaila where it's better to learn in a base medrash or to learn dafka in a shul where they daven also. But if they daven in the base medrash, then surely it's has both miles.
What's the difference between the shechina being in shul and the regular?
Yeah, the regular shechina just means that it's there. Here you could feel it. That's what it means. It means just like in the Beis Hamikdash, it was, you could feel it. It was sensed here. It was also sensed. Rashi, dechim arachak no parsa ani nichnos es pavasochov. If I'm even a parsa away, I make it my business to daven in one of these two shuls. Rav Sheshi Sagi Norho, he was blind. Beis Rabbeinu Rav, Rav's Beis Medrash. Okay. And some say that what's it called? Because of that, the Bate Knesios and Bate Midrashos in Bavel have a din of Eretz Yisrael. And I saw somebody told me it's a Meiri, I couldn't find it again, that there's even a din if you plant something in a shul in Chutz Laretz, it's Chayiv and Trumas and Maestras. With Rabbanan at least, because Mamish has a din like Eretz Yisrael. Tanya, Rabbi Lezer HaKapar Omer, Asidim Bate Knesios and Bate Midrashos Shebabavel Sheikvu Be'eretz Yisrael. In the future, the Bate Midrashos and Bate Knesios of Bavel are going to be relocated to Eretz Yisrael. There's three different shitas. Some learn that it means literally that even the karka, the whole plot of land, will come and relocate in Eretz Yisrael. Others say that it only means the shuls themselves, not the land. And the Ben Yoyada says it doesn't mean the shul, it doesn't mean the land. It means the spiritual aura of that shul will relocate in Eretz Yisrael, but not the physical shul and not the physical land. Shenemar ki katavur baharim uka karmel bayam yavo. Just like Tavor and Karmel came to Eretz Yisrael, right? What's it called? They were relocated to Eretz Yisrael, and they were mountains that the Torah could have been given on. Right, but they were possible because they thought they were fit for it, and Harsin, I didn't think it was fit. And some say it doesn't mean the mountains themselves. Mountains didn't move. They didn't come to the Malachim that represent these mountains came to Taina that the Torah should be given on their mountain, or to complain why it wasn't be given on their mountain. But those mountains were always in Eretz Yisrael, except that the Malachim of those mountains came to what's it called to complain. So according to that, it fits very nice with the Ben Yehoyada that the actual shuls aren't going to be relocated either. It's their spiritual aura that we're talking about. So they came to Lumo Torah, Nikboim, they were set in Eretz Yisrael, Bote Knesios and Bote Midrashos, Shekornim, Arbitzim Ben Torah, right? Bote Knesios and Bote Midrashos, that you read Torah and you're Marbitz Torah in them, Alachas Kama Vakama. Surely they will be relocated in Eretz Yisrael. Dorash bar kapora may deceive loma teratz dun harim gavnonim yotza baskol v'omr lohem loma tirtzu dinim Sinai. Teratzu, why are you arguing with Sinai? Sinai was called gavnonim. That's another name for Har Sinai. Gavnonim, because it was a mountain on top of a mountain. It looked like cheese. So it's called gavnonim. So why are you fighting with gavnonim? Kulchem bali mumimatem. You are all pogum. Right, you have a blemish, Eitzel Sinai. Ksiv hocha gavnunim, ksiv hosam o gibein odak. Right? You are fighting with Sinai, but you are Gavnunim. You are, now it's, according to this, the Gavnunim doesn't go on Sinai. It's not one of the names of Har Sinai. Or it is the name of Har Sinai, but it's, that name is used to infer that you don't fight with Har Sinai because you're Bali Mumin. Om Rav Ashi Shmamino Hayman Diyor Bal Mumbu. A person is a Bal Gaiva, that's called a Mum. Because that was the problem with the other mountains. They thought that they were fit for the Torah to be given on them, and Har Sinai didn't put up a sting because it didn't think it was fit. And the Mela, the Torah was given to Har Sinai. So what was the Mum of these other mountains, that they were Bali Gaiva? So being a Bal Gaiva is a Mum. Rashi, Karmel B'yam Yavo, Lamadnu She'over Karmel Es Hayam, the mountain crossed the sea, the Emasai Haya, B'shas Matan Torah, came to get the Torah. Again, it doesn't mean the mountain, it means the spiritual force behind the mountain. Okay. Ein Oshin Oso Kapandri, you can't make a shul into a shortcut. My Kapandria, Omarova Kapandria Kishma. The word Kapandria itself tells you what it is. My Kishma, Commander Omar Adamakifna, instead of going around, Idre, all of these houses, Eil Baha, I'll go in through here and make a shortcut. So Kapandria is, instead of going around all of these Diros, I'll go in here. So it means a shortcut. Omar Avavo, Imhoya Shvil Mikora Mutter. If there was a road that went there before they built the shul, and they built the shul on that road, then you can't take the road away from the rabbim, and then, since it was made l'chatchila before the shul was there, to be a road to go through, you're allowed to go through. Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, HaNichnas Almanah Shelo Lasos Kapandria, Mutter Lasoso Kapandria. If you walked into the shul for a kapandria, for instance, you walked in to call somebody out, so then you're allowed to walk out the shorter way. Right? If the shul has another exit and it's shorter for you to go out that exit to get home, you can walk out the other way. If you go into Davin, then the Vilna Gaon has the Girsa, and the Rosh has the Girsa, mitzvah lasoso kapandria. Then it's a mitzvah to walk out the other way, the shorter way. Not just that it's mutter. Shenemar ubevo am ha'aretz lefnei Hashem mu'adim, when they came to the Beis HaMikdash, on Yontif, habod derech shar tzofon lishtachavos, yotza derech shar negev. You never went out the same door that you came in. So therefore, if you go to Davin, it's like going to the Beis HaMikdash, it's better to go out a different door. There's another door. Right? So you don't have to go out the window. So there's no other door, so you go out the same door. But they say the same thing by a Beis HaKforis. You don't come back the same way you went. So the Panavish Rav says what it means is it's impossible for a person to go back from Beis HaKforis the same way he came. How could you possibly be in the same matzav ruach that you came? Okay, Rashi. Ademekifna idrei eil b'ha. Ba'od sha'akiv shuro shel batim halolim. Right? Instead of me going around all these houses, ekonish derech habayis hazeh, I'll go in through the shul, the ekatzer es haderech, I'll make myself a shortcut. Mi mavi l'mavi, u'beis haknesses bein shneim. You have two mavuis, and the beis haknesses is by one, so if you go through the shul, you can go directly from one to the other. If you don't go through the shul, you have to go all the way around. Meikor, if there was a road, though, that went through the shul was built on a road, kodem sheniv beis haknesses shom, then you're allowed to, you still use that road. Okay. Olu bo asovim lo yitlosh mei agmas nefesh. If the shul is destroyed and grass, weeds grew up over there, you don't cut them down, that people should see that it looks like a ruin and they should daven that it should be reinstated. V'atanyu eno tolesh umachil, aval tolesh umeiniach, right? It says you're not allowed to cut down the grass to feed to your animal, but you can cut it up and leave it there, and that'll bring the same agmas nefesh. Kishnan no mimasnishin tol shemachel. It means you shouldn't harvest the weeds to feed to your animal. That not. But if you harvest them to leave them there, that's okay. Tnan ton rabbonin beis hakvoros. Tnan ton rabbonin beis hakvoros ein noagim ben kalas rosh. You can't be frivolous in a beis hakvoros. Ein marim by behema, you don't bring your animals to pasture in a beis hakvoros. Ein molichim by amas amayim, you don't put reservoir through a canal through the beis hakvoros. Ein malachim by nasovim, and you don't go collecting grass in the beis hakvoros. Some learn that's only if it's on the kever. Grass that grows on the kever is also banah. so you can't gather it and use it. Others learn that it means bichlal in the Beis HaKvaris. It's just not covered for the Beis HaKvaris to go and gather grass and feed it to your animals. If you did gather the grass, then you burn it where it is so you don't come to feed it to your animals. If they covered mason, versus a high, where's this covered mason? You burn it in its place, that's covered for the mason to burn the grass. The minig is to rip up grass when you leave a Beis HaKvaris and throw it over your shoulder or throw it in the air and say, Zachor ki ofer anachnu. But then you're not feeding it to your animal or whatever, you're just leaving it there, that's okay. So where's a high? Where's it covered a mason? Ilei ma'seifa, kivin shesarf mekoma, my covered mason, mika, what covered mason is it to burn the grass and not feed it to your animal? It's not covered for the mason. Right, Ela Aresha, it's going on the Aresha, that ain't noagim bohem kalis rosh, but they covered mason. It's covered for the mason, you don't deal frivolously in a Beis HaKvaris. Rashi, Aresha, mishum kvodin shal mason, ain't noagim bohem kalis rosh koi. The covered mason is going back on the Aresha of this memra, that you're not noe kalis rosh in a Beis HaKvaris because of covered mason.